Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show. Right. Welcome back to the Gym Business Coach Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, in outer space today. Joined by Rainey Inkston. What's up, man?
How are we doing? We're tapping into the Artemis 2?
Yeah, we're in the Artemis 2 on the surface of the moon.
The dark side?
What do you think about that, man? Are these guys going to the moon? Did we ever go to the moon in 1968? Do you think we ever went?
If I were to go off of what I've seen, and again, who knows what to believe anymore,
yeah.
But I would personally say no.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think it was a great sell. You know, at the time for what we needed with, you know, with Russia and all of that type of stuff.
50 years, we haven't been back until now.
The thing that kills me is the lost technology. Oh, we lost the technology to be able to do it again.
Sure.
Okay, NASA.
Not AI.
Smartest individuals in the room. And
Interesting. I don't know how y'all feel, but that's just a weird one, right? So these guys are floating around on the moon and the backside. And
weird.
Where are the aliens at?
Yeah, let's find those.
They're out there. So I heard an old... You know what? This is totally off topic, but we're going to go there. There was this, I think it's called the Y Files. Have you seen this YouTube channel, the Y Files? Anyways, very cool channel. It talks about just history in general. And there was some unredacted, classified stuff from NASA about some space missions and stuff. And they had a code word, Santa Claus. If they saw aliens, they would say, oh, there's Santa Claus.
Interesting.
And sure enough, in the... There's a recording. Apollo, definitely Santa Claus out here. I was like, okay. Well, that was interesting. Totally off topic, but we're just saying it because if you guys look at our YouTube channel, we're on the moon. On the moon. All right, guys, listen, two major things happening June 25th through 27th. You're going to want to be in the Grow Summit. Okay, that's in Scottsdale. Tickets are on sale now. FitProGrowSummit.com, guys. We have an amazing event. The second part of that is there's a pool party at the end.
Yeah.
If you guys want to come hang out after the event, we just celebrate, have a good time. But 3 days of learning. Number one gym business summit out there. This is all we speak on is business. You can go to another event like Perform Better or these other events. You could talk about the training side of it, but we're talking about straight business. And this is for the gym owners, guys. We want to help you win. And we guarantee, we have a promise to come out. You'll have your best year ever after coming to our event. So it happens over and over, and we just never talk about it. People just breaking records left and right and keeping it there. So, and one of the things we talk about in our coaching program is ascension. It's not something we really bring up on this show a whole lot, but I remember learning ascension a long time ago, I guess probably out of Russell's book. It was the ascension ladder. If you think about a stair stepping like a staircase, the bottom, you've got people have never heard about you. What are the things that you can do to get them into your ecosystem?
Yep.
Free content, post. You know, as you move up the ladder, the idea is this. Every step you take, you're getting closer to the source, meaning the coach or the guru that's kind of the person that's created the frameworks. Every step you move up, and of course, every step you move up, there's a higher cost to the consumer. And you know, at the very bottom level, you could this podcast is our lowest level on our value ladder. It's just free; it doesn't cost you anything. But within each piece of that, you should be able to get some type of result. So, like listening to this podcast, you should be able to listen to what we're saying and go implement things.
Yep.
Right, you're not going to work directly with us listening to us on the podcast, but this is a step in our value ladder. Maybe next up is like a $7 book. You have an e-course, a video series. I'm thinking about this at the gym level. Like you got your free content and your blogs and your posts and stuff. You could have a book at your gym.
Yeah, absolutely.
You could have a podcast at your gym. But once you get into the gym, you've got the lowest level. There might be a trial of some kind. It could be a free or a low level trial. Maybe you have a basic access membership. Maybe you've got a class-based membership that's limited. Maybe you have a class-based membership that's unlimited. Maybe you move up and you get, personal training or semi-private, and then maybe personal training at the top. Maybe at some of these levels, there's nutrition or stretch therapy or recovery sessions. And it's just this whole, it's like your business model on a stair step.
Yeah. Yeah. And to add to that, as it goes up, not only is there more revenue for the business, more cost to the consumer typically,
yeah,
but there's also the better opportunity at a greater result. That's, they're kind of synonymous, right? Yeah. It's, yes, you typically get closer to the source.
Yep.
And that's where the results typically come into play, right? Sure. You're paying for more access, more results. And so I, the way that I always articulate it to our coaching clients is like, they're, you know, every step, yes, cost goes up, but so does the results and the opportunity right. for the consumer.
That's the idea, yeah. right? You know, for us, like at Gym Business Coach, we obviously have our springboard program.
Mm-hmm.
That's a set level that has calls. And then when you get to the Iron Circle, that's our highest level. You know, you're working directly. You know, I'm doing calls with everybody. You come to our events. It's like it's just the highest level. And the most results come out of that group.
Absolutely.
They just do. And so bringing it back to your gym, you know, the highest results that you can probably get with a client, like if you had it on your menu, like on your service menu, is probably one-on-one coaching with you, the owner, with a nutrition plan where maybe we're sending meals to your house. Maybe you're coming in once or twice a week for some stretch. You got supplements involved. It's like this top package. Maybe you're throwing peptides in there, I don't know, whatever, right? And you're at the very top of that ladder,
blood work at
least. Well, that's the highest price point. But if you were to say, like, hey, if I could give everything that I know possible to get to kind of guarantee my clients results, it would be all the things I just said.
Yep.
They'd be working directly with you. If I just could work with them, and if I can send food to their house, and I can, you know, make sure that they're doing blood work and peptides and all this stuff, I know that I can get results. Well, that's the very, very tip top of the value ladder. But most people don't have, they always are kind of missing the bottom and the top.
I would agree.
And they, you know, and the most gyms kind of have this like center layer of just like their base membership stuff that, you know, people stagnate out of and then they churn. So like a really, really easy example is a large group training, metabolic style, boot camp style gym. You know, you guys all have these clients that, you know, they get to a certain point in their conditioning, their muscular endurance is, they could do two classes back to back and it's like, man, they're not even breaking a sweat.
Yeah.
And then they kind of just stop getting results because their bodies, just, they're not pushing themselves hard enough, right? You could see them going half reps and all this stuff. Like if you can get them to do the full workout, they would get better results, but like they're at this kind of plateau. And so there comes a point in time where those clients, while they still love it, they just kind of aren't moving on the scale or their strength, or they just don't look better and they don't feel better. And they just say, they look at what you offer and you don't offer anything else. And they just are like, well, I'm leaving because I want strength training that you don't offer here, or semi-private or private or whatever.
Or they're looking for a different way of getting the same thing. So they're looking at another gym that just, you know, hey, fresh color of the walls, different music, you know, something along those lines. But either way, you lose the client.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
Yeah. And, you know, a really great example, there was a gym owner, you know, Brandon Rigaud out of Florida. He was a tried and true class-based model mm-hmm. for years, for his whole career, right? And he had those fire-breathing clients that just got, you know, they're just in great shape. And sometimes they would do two classes back-to-back and all this stuff. And he finally introduced semi-private training where they're actually doing different exercises and putting some weight on their back and kind of like, you know what I mean, and pushing mm-hmm. a little bit. And those clients absolutely loved it because the soreness was back, right? These are the people that thrive in that pain. So
yeah.
Like, it's not everybody, but like, yeah. This, everybody knows the people I'm talking about. You can name five in your gym right now that just are.
All right, before we jump back into the episode, a quick note for the gym owners listening right now. If you're the kind of owner that is always pushing for the next level, you should know about the Growth Summit. Every year, we bring together some of the most driven gym owners in the industry for 3 days. This year, it's in Scottsdale. No fluff, no bullshit, just serious operators talking about what it really takes to build a gym that works as a business. Several thousand gym owners from all over the world so far have attended. So if you want to be in the room with people who refuse to settle for average, head on over to fitprogrowsummit.com and grab your ticket now, June 25th through 27th in Scottsdale. All right, let's get back to the show. If you're a gym owner dedicated to delivering a better training experience than your competitors, then you already know that one of the biggest bottlenecks in your business is programming.
Most gym owners are either doing it themselves or paying a team a small fortune just to keep up. That's why I want to tell you about our sponsor, Semi-Private Pro, a platform that we built out of necessity in our own gym after realizing how much time and money we were just wasting to stay on top of programming. Let me give you a couple real-world examples. Ayn Toppin, she was spending 3 hours a day on programming. After switching to Semi-Private Pro, that dropped to zero, with zero drop in quality. Scott Wilson out of Kentucky, he's paying his team 15 hours a week for programming. Now they handle it in 15 minutes, and it's actually better than before. And Elizabeth Rogers, she reclaimed her Sundays. No more weekends behind a laptop writing workouts, and her coaches are now more aligned and consistent than ever. Guys, that is what Semi-Private Pro does. It gives you a master programming system your coaches can easily follow and adjust in real time. And here's the best part. This isn't some cookie-cutter, one-size-fits-all template. Thanks to Semi-Private Pro's trademark movement matrix, every client workout is customized to their goals and movement quality. So it's not just faster, it's actually more individualized, more professional, and completely scalable. So if you're tired of spending your weekends writing workouts or worse, paying your team to do it, head on over to semiprivatepro.com to learn more. That's semiprivatepro.com and reclaim your time and level up your training.
This type of person, well, when they got a chance to experience semi-private and strength and conditioning, they fell in love with it because their bodies had adapted to the metabolic conditioning stuff. And so now that they're over here, now that's the next step in the value ladder. And the thing about that is when you move somebody up, one, you get better results for them over time, but they get the retention.
Big time.
They get the retention. Well, you know what? I'm on a new journey. I got a new path. I got a new, you know, thing to worry about or work on. And they see their bodies changing again, and they're willing to stick around longer. So,
and the beautiful thing about, semi-private and strength training itself is you can continually progressively overload, right? So you don't have to necessarily change the way you do the workout.
Right.
You can be on that program and continually get a increased result without having to change the style of workout, the right. movements, patterns, all of that type of stuff. Throw on some more weight.
Yeah, you put some more weight on there. Yeah, that's a really good point because that never ends. There's always more weight, right? And so like that becomes the thing, right? That you can continuously progress your clients. And then eventually, look, guys, you hear us talking about keep your main thing the main thing. That's really the core message here. But there needs to be a point in time where your business is running on all cylinders. Your main thing is your main thing. It's more than covering your base operating expenses. And you want to maximize your profit. You want to maximize the results for your clients. Well, having a high-end thing isn't a bad thing. As long as you can service it, as long as it gets your clients better results, it's within your scope of practice, right? You believe in this thing. Your coaches can sell it, and there's margin there. Like, those are our six questions that we filter through and say, you know what? I'm going to consider this thing because all the business ops is great. I've got coaches kind of like waiting to do the next thing. I don't need to hire anybody. You know what, if we added this stretch or this peptide thing or this high ticket thing or whatever, it's not going to break anything. It's actually just going to sell my current members into the next step of the ascension ladder. And there is a time and place for that stuff.
Big time.
But usually the time and place is not to put a Band-Aid on the thing that is really broken, which is your main thing. That's where people get confused of what our message is. Don't offer a high-ticket thing to fix your business.
Boom.
Yeah. Offer a high-ticket thing to maximize the profits in your operation, not to fix the problems, because those problems will never get fixed by adding another thing. Actually, you're going to make it worse.
I would say the same. Yep.
So be careful. Get your main thing fixed and your business is rocking and rolling and profitable and like, hey, we are on all cylinders. Yeah, let's consider this next thing. And if we can just do it with like two coaches in the afternoon, it's not going to break anything. Our current members aren't going to get a lesser experience because I'm pulling people out of the service offering. Like, they can't service both or whatever. Mm-hmm. Then it's okay. But like, usually that's not the case.
Yeah,
they bring it in to fix their problems.
And that's, we usually, like you said, it's a Band-Aid attempted a fix. I would say make sure that you're not breaking the systems of the business with whatever you're bringing in. I mean, if you could look through that lens and you could say, all right, you know, if we do this, everything else still maintains 100% over here. and this is just an addition with greater opportunity, then consider it. But I'd say more often than not, like you said, gyms are trying to increase in gross revenue per month by kind of taking shots at, you know, seeing what could do it, you know. Sure, everyone would love a $5,000, $7,500, $10,000 pop, you know, per month, or, you know, whenever you can sell that type of thing. But more often than not, they're taking their eyes off the ball and they're taking shots.
Yeah,
and then, of course, it's like juggling. You drop, you know, you drop the main thing, and then all of a sudden you're trying to fix retention issues over here with the majority of your clients because you brought in this one service that's
that pulled all the attention over.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. That is exactly right. So listen, guys, you need to draw out your ascension model and take it all the way down to your free stuff, your free content, your free ebooks, your podcasts, and go all the way to the very top and do, like, if I could guarantee somebody's going to get results, if I can just give them everything that I know is possible, what would that look like? What does the free stuff look like? And then build downward and upward at the same time. You can really kind of create your business model in a way where it's like, okay, 80% of our revenue is going to come from this core thing. That covers all our base operating expenses. Our client, our coaches are servicing that at a high level. Okay, let's go downhill. What are the things to get them in the door? Okay, with some free stuff I can do, some videos, some whatever, some giveaways. And then uphill, okay, what's the next thing that's going to get them results? Maybe you do layer in that semi-private and strength and conditioning component. You know, the funny thing is, gyms that offer both, usually it's after the large group, they layer in a semi-private. Usually doesn't take that long. 6-8 months down the road, they're like, why am I doing large group anymore? Like, the clients up here pay more. They're a joy to be around. They're easier to satisfy. They don't complain. They're just up here and they're amazing people. And I need 5 class-based people to cover my one person up here. And they just slowly let the other one die, which is, that's up to you what you want to do with it. But most of the time, that's the direction that the gym owners, they finally see the light. And they're like, oh, well, I need to be in semi-private anyway. So let's just make this our core offering instead of the large group stuff.
And don't be afraid to charge for it. You know, as one of the things I think gym owners, just across the board, you know, you listening, you may fall into this category, you may not. But I've seen gym owners wildly undervalue their time. And if you're going to create a high-ticket program where you're going to have all the bells and whistles, you're going to be spending the time breaking down macros with clients, you know, educating them on the nutrition components. Maybe you're doing the one-on-one training with them yourself. Like, that should come at a cost that is relevant, you know, that you believe you're being paid well for. Don't just toss it out there because it's another option, and then you're building yourself another job, and you're not actually walking away with a trap. Yeah, perfect.
Yep.
So as you go up, consider, you know, what is the value you're bringing to the marketplace? What is your marketplace willing to pay for it?
Yep.
And push the limit on that. I mean, I like we've said a million times, there's no strategic advantage of being second most expensive. And if you're going to bring something like that to the table, the chances are nobody in your area is doing it. Nobody can touch it. If you bring the best to the table, you deserve to be paid for that. So just a little push there.
Right. Gotcha. Well, listen, guys, that's your ascension model. Keeping clients longer, getting better results, having the ups and the downs. The higher you go up on the value ladder, the more results that you can expect for the client, the more they pay, the closer they get to the source of the information. Because at every gym, whether or not it's the owner that started it or the franchise that started it or whatever, there's always a methodology. And somebody created that methodology. And if I'm a consumer that's attracted to the methodology that I'm being sold as a unique mechanism, like, if I'm a consumer, if I can pay more, I'm going to get closer to the person that invented that thing. That's what I'm going to try to, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pay for that, right? And you as the coach are the one that can help deliver the methodology, whatever your process. It's most of the time it's going to be the owner, but, like, let's just say it's the lead coach. Like, hey, you want to work with the lead coach? The one-on-one level is just gets more expensive because they're closer to the source. So hopefully that makes sense to you guys. I would love to see you guys at the Grow Summit. Don't forget to grab your tickets now. That's it for this episode, guys. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you when we get back from the moon. If you enjoyed this episode and want to go deeper on this stuff, head on over to our YouTube channel. The podcast right here is where we have the conversations, but on the YouTube, we break down things much more in depth. We walk through real frameworks, real strategies, and systems that gym owners are using right now to build better businesses. Just search Gym Business Coach on YouTube or head on over to youtube.com/@@thegymbusinesscoach.com. Subscribe to the channel and I will see you over there.